Element presents Double or Nothing. Yes, just three little words, double or nothing. The thrilling quiz show with a $100 question presented by Phenamint, the modern chewing gum laxative. Tonight, we're at the International Marine Terminal in Long Island, New York, saluting the workers of Pan American World Airways. And now, here is your master of ceremonies, John Reed King.
Cole and Lusty, keep them flying to you men and women who have kept the giant tippers in worldwide service under the most trying conditions of world conflict. Here at Pan American, we find capable hands straining an all-out war effort and far-seeing minds visioning the magic picture of post-war transportation. And so Double or Nothing is proud host to these workers on the sky front. And here to start things rolling is Pan American's Atlantic Division Manager, John Leslie.
Thank you, John Reed King, and a hearty welcome to the Double or Nothing program. I know our contestants are anxious to get at those $100 questions, and I have no doubt they'll do well by Pan American. I'd like also to welcome as our special guests a group of wounded veterans from the Naval Hospital at St. Albans. And now let's get on the quiz beam with John Reed King.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. The first contestant to collect the microphone. This is Captain, what is your name again, sir?
My name is Hawken Gulbranson.
Captain Hawken Gulbranson, and where were you born, sir?
In Brooklyn, New York.
In Brooklyn, all right. I understand that you hold the rank of Master Pilot, which is one of the highest ranks in the world. How old are you, Captain?
I'm 35, sir.
Are you married?
Yes, sir, with two children.
Well, goodness me, all right, good for you. Now, what type of plane do you pilot most of the time, the Clipper or what?
The Boeing 314, which is called the Clipper.
Yeah, you'll have to explain that in easy terms to me. I'm a little slow. How many times have you crossed the Atlantic, sir?
I believe the latest figure is about 42, sir.
You mean you don't keep count on your fingers?
No, sir, I don't.
You don't get around much, do you? All right. What are you? You handle training here, too, at PAA, too, don't you?
Yes, sir, I'm in charge of the training program for pilots. And hope that they'll know something when I'm finished with them.
You ever teach your wife how to fly a plane?
No, she's too smart for that.
She's too smart for that. All right, here we go. Our Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question. One question we ask of all the contestants, and the nearest correct answer wins an extra prize. A surprise prize. The question is, how many people voted in the last presidential election back in 1940? What would you say? Total number of votes.
Do I have to come right out with it?
Regardless of who they vote for, yes, sir. What would your answer be?
Well, I think the only thing I can remember about it is that there were about two million votes difference between the president and Mr. Wilkie.
We want the total of all the votes cast.
What I'm doing is stalling for time.
Stalling for time. Stalling for takeoff. All right. What would you say, Captain Gobranson?
My guess is 27 million, sir.
27 million. We'll put that down for you. And now, here's how Double or Nothing works. We ask you five questions, each worth $5. If you miss on any of those, that's where you stop winning money. But if you get all five right, you can try, if you want to double your money, not once, but twice, Double or Nothing, for the big $100 cash prize. What'll you do with $100 if you win it, Captain?
Shall I tell you?
Yes, I'd love to know.
Well, I've already had an argument with the Internal Revenue Bureau.
Oh, you will? Oh, you have?
I think that'll cover it.
It will. Well, good. All right. I hope you have a lot of... What was your best subject in school, by the way?
I don't believe I had any.
You didn't?
No, sir.
School. Did you ever get...
Oh, school subject.
Yeah, school subject.
Well, I was fair in history.
You were? Did you ever get a spanking or anything?
In school?
In school, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
No, you didn't? At home?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right, our Phenomen Double or Nothing session for you has to do with plain, ordinary, down-to-earth English. To start off, we'll give you 60 seconds and $5 apiece if you can give us five different meanings for the word plain. And you can spell it P-L-A-I-N or P-L-A-N-E, whichever way you want to spell it. You can spell it any way at all. We're going to give you 60 seconds and $5 apiece if you can give me five different meanings for the word plain in 1 minute. Ready? Go.
Plain as an adjective means something that's simple or ordinary.
Yes.
Plain as a verb means, P-L-A-N-E, means to smooth off something.
Like a carpenter would plane off. Yeah.
As a carpenter. To plane...
$10.
In aviation terms, means either to plane off the water, that is, to get up away from the water.
$15. Don't explain it to me.
Or...
All right. I got two more. I think I have a rough idea what you mean there. You ever been out west?
Yes, and there's the wide open plains.
The wide open plains, yes. All right, that's $20. You're doing fine, Captain.
And an airplane is a plane all by itself.
It sure is, sir. Good for you, and you did that in 43 seconds. Captain, you did beautifully. In 43 seconds, you reeled off five answers. That wins you $25 right away. Do you want to sit down with that plain $25, or do you want to try to double it into the Phenom and 50, double or nothing? What should he do, audience? What do you think, Captain? What would you like to do?
That won't cover my argument.
It won't cover? No, all right. Well, we'll go on then, Captain. We are trying for the Phenom and 50, and I'll hold it right out. Here it is, a $50 bill. I want you to distinguish between a carrot, and a carrot. I want you to distinguish between a C-A-R-A-T carrot, a C-A-R-E-T carrot, and a C-A-R-R-O-T carrot. What is a what is a carrot, Captain?
You eat it. Rabbits.
That's a C-A-R-R-O-T. Now, what is a C-A-R-A-T?
And my boy does, too. My boy eats them, too.
Your boy eats carrots, too.
But the C-A-R-A-T is the manner of weight such minerals as diamonds.
That is right, sir. Good. All right. Now, the C-A-R-E-T, what is that, Captain?
C-A-R-E-T.
Yes, C-A-R-E-T. Please don't call out the answers in the audience. Give him a fair chance here. A C-A-R-E-T, his wife looks very anxious over there. All right, what is the C-A-R-E-T? Do you know?
It's a punctuation mark.
It is a punctuation mark. Yes, sir. It indicates an omission of a word. Very good. Thank you. You have the Phenom and 50. Are you going to try for the big $100 cash prize with the double troubler question, or would you rather sit down with what you have? Double or nothing. What'll it be?
Are you asking me, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm asking you.
It still doesn't cover my argument.
Still doesn't cover the government. All right. Here we go for the $100 cash prize. I hope he won't be sorry. Here is the question. What is the difference between an audience and a group of spectators?
Well, there is no difference between an audience and a group of spectators.
There is. I'm sorry. We looked this up.
Well, wait a minute now.
Think of the word audience and spectators. I expect you'll get it in a minute. For $100.
Spectators.
Yes.
Well, are you talking about spectators, that is, people who are viewing something?
And what is an audience?
Well, are people who are listening to
you. You're absolutely right. For $100. Good for you, Captain. Yeah. Right. Good. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Sure. You see? You got to think about those things. And now, up to the microphone comes Phenoman's next guest, a young lady. Give her a hand to welcome her, everybody. Good. What is your name, please?
Madeline Kniff.
Madeline Kniff, that's right. And where were you born, please?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham, Alabama. All right. What is your work with Pan American, please?
I'm in the passenger service department.
You mean you answer questions for people who are coming in, things like that?
Well, we do practically every little thing.
Really? That sounds right. Now, tell me, have you met very many famous people in your job?
Very many.
Very many, huh? Have any funny incidents occurred?
Well, one time a man came up and said that his wife was coming in, and when she came in, we found out he never had met her, so I had to introduce him. He married by proxy.
He married her, and she never met her?
No.
You met the girl introducing her? Must have been fun, I'm sure.
Very much.
I'm going to ask you how you do that sometime. Now, our Phenom at Double or Nothing Grand Slam question, Miss Kniff, for the surprise prize, how many people voted in the last presidential election?
Well, I would say around 30 million.
About 30 million. All right. Now, if I ran for dog catcher against announcer Fred Cole, why would you vote for Andy Sinella, our orchestra leader? 20 seconds. Never mind. I'm just kidding. I want to ask you our Phenom and Double or Nothing session. Let's get it underway. It spells trouble for our $100 cash prize, where we're going to have a spell of spelling right here and now. To start it off, $5 if you can spell the word ballad, as in a song ballad. Ballad.
B-A-L-L-A-D.
Why, of course. Very easy. Good. Have you ever had anybody serenade you, Miss Kniff?
Yes, sir.
You have? They have serenaded you? What did they sing? That's nice. That's
issue
a lovely...
Issue is or issue ain't my baby.
Issue is or issue ain't. It's a lovely ballad. All right, now, for another Phenom and Five, how do you spell the word ballot, as in a presidential election ballot?
B-A-L-L-O-T.
Good for you. There's $10. For another Phenom and Five, how do you spell the word murmuring?
M-U-R-M-U-R-I-N-G.
Absolutely right. 15. Good. For another Phenomen 5, how do you spell the word cemetery?
C-E-M-E-T-A-R-Y.
Oh, it's C-E-M-E-T-E-R-Y. I know because I have it written down. But you have $15, and stick around and see who wins that Grand Slam surprise prize. Thank you, sir. Now we bring you a man with a message, Fred B. Cole.
Yes, I have a message of cheer for a lot of you folks. If you think you have either taken some harsh, upsetting medicine, or else keep right on feeling miserable when a laxative is needed, just listen to this. These modern days, you don't have to do either one. Instead, simply chew delicious Phenomint, the gentle yet effective chewing gum laxative. Thanks to Phenomint, you'll feel fine.
You see, there's a scientific reason why Phenomint is in chewing gum form. We all know that chewing our food helps it to do the most for us. Well, Phenomint works on a similar principle. Chewing Phenomint readies its famous medicine to give the greatest benefit. Lets it enter the digestive system gently, gradually. No wonder millions turn to Phenomint and feel fine again.
Buy mint-flavored, candy-coated Phenomint the very next time you're at the drugstore. And whenever you're feeling miserably logy and only half alive for need of a laxative, make it Phenomint. You'll feel fine.
Thank you, Fred Cole. And now up to the microphone comes another captain, isn't it? What is your name, sir?
Ridge Hamill.
You don't have to jump right in the mic. You can stand back and Ridge Hamill, I see you're wearing a uniform marked CNAC. What is that?
That's China National Aviation Corporation.
China National Aviation. You've done most of your flying over there, then, I take it. Where were you born?
Right. In thought, Camden, New Jersey.
Well, you moved, I see. All right, now. Start to play Philadelphia. All right, now. Ridge, are you married, sir?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been married?
Month to day.
Month and a day? Hey, well, good. There's a mic down there, too. Very lovely girl. Good. You've done most of your flying over in Indian China, then, I take it.
That's right.
You cracked up once in the Himalayas, I believe, with your plane.
I did.
How long were you stuck up there?
46 days.
46 days coming down one mountain?
Oh, there was a bunch of them.
There was a bunch of mountains. How far up were you when you cracked up?
About 175, 200 miles.
200, and you came all the way on foot?
That's right.
Boy, that's a long walk.
You bet.
Do you have a lot of food with you?
Not much.
Not much. Well, I'm glad you got back here. What sort of weather do you like best to fly in over there?
What was that?
What sort of weather do you like best to fly in over there when you're flying?
I'd just soon have it clear.
Just soon have it clear. Well, I understand that to avoid the Japanese planes, though, your pilots fly usually in bad weather. Is that right?
Well, clouds will keep you away from them.
Keep you away. You're not nervous up here, are you, Captain Hamill?
Well,
a man who has done all you've done and you're being nervous.
I know, but I don't do it in front of all these
people. Oh, you don't do it in front of all these people. Good for you. Well, you're a great guy. And I want to ask you our Phenomint Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra prize. How many people do you think voted in the last presidential election, Captain Hamill?
Oh, I'd guess about 55 million.
55 million we'll put down as your answer. And now, for your chance to try for the $100 cash prize, what will you do with the money if you win it?
Pay my expenses on this trip.
On this trip? On your honeymoon, huh?
Oh, that's all over.
The honeymoon's over.
Sure. Sure.
Your honeymoon's over, ma'am. Mrs. Hamill. We'll find out, brother. All right. Now, our Phenomint Double or Nothing. Our Phenomint Double or Nothing session for you is musical. You like music?
Yeah.
All right, we've found some tunes that have to do with transportation of various kinds. Not everybody gets around as fast as people in airplanes, but let's see you whiz through these tunes and tell us what form of transportation is represented in each one. For instance, for $5, what's the means of travel in this one played by Andy Sinella and the orchestra? Listen. Yes, sir, hold it. What is it?
That's a train.
That's a train, the Chattanooga Shoo Shoo. Yes, sir, $5, good. For another Phenomint 5, what means of travel is mentioned in this one? You got a late start there.
That's a horse.
That's a horse. Boots and saddles, yes. $10. Okay. For another Phenomint 5, what is the conveyance mentioned in this song or suggested by this song? Listen. CNAC.
That's a new one.
That's a new one. He probably is.
That's flying. Coming
That's
in a
flying. Coming in a wing and a prayer. Yes, sir. For another Phenomint 5. We're really moving now. Andy Sinella and the boys come up with another tune that mentions the means of travel. It's not in the title, but what is the travel? Listen carefully. They're going to go to a ball somewhere. How are they going to go to the ball?
Roller skate?
Taxi. No, not the, huh? Taxi.
What?
Taxi.
They're going to go in a taxi. Yes, sir. Down to the ball in a taxi. $20. For another Phenomen 5, what means of travel is mentioned in this song by Andy and the Boys. Listen.
Steamboat.
What?
Steamboat.
Steamboat, yes, sir. $25. Thank you for the Robert E. Lee. You're doing fine, Captain Hamill.
Yeah.
Good for you. Where did you go on your honeymoon, by the way?
Went up to Squamscott, Massachusetts.
Good for you. How'd you go, by train or boat?
By train.
Well, good for you. Now, I want to tell you, you have $25 from Phenomen, the modern chewing gum laxative. Do you want to travel home with that, or do you want to try for the round trip in the Phenomen 50 Double or Nothing audience? What should he do? Huh? Captain Hamill, what's it going to be?
Says double.
She says double. All right, what means of travel is mentioned in this old favorite, Andy?
That's a bicycle.
Daisy, bicycle for two. $50 right there. Isn't this easy, Captain Hamill?
Oh, snap.
You going to sit down with a Phenomen 50, or you want to try the double troubler question for the big $100 cash prize? What'll it be, huh? Double or nothing? Captain Hammer?
Says, yeah.
The wife winks yes. All right. What's the conveyance in this song? Listen very carefully. $100 for you. An old-time favorite. Yes, sir. Hiya, Navy. Look at the Navy down there. Yes, sir. Bunch of the boys from the Navy are here. Yes, sir. Looks like they just stepped out of a boat or something.
That's row, row, row.
What? It's row, row, row. Yes, $100. Another young lady coming up to the microphone. Will you come right over here and tell us your name, please? Lower the microphone. That's the eye. What is your name?
Ruth Van Cork.
And what do you do? I see you're wearing a type of uniform. What do you do here at Pan American?
I'm an aviation mechanic.
You're an aviation mechanic. Well, good for you. Miss Van Cork?
Yes.
Where were you born?
Oakland, California.
Oakland, California. Go. All right. Tell me, do you have any ambitions along the line of being a flyer yourself?
Yes. After the war, I want to take flying lessons.
Do?
Buy a plane of my own.
Wouldn't that be fun? I understand that here at Pan American, you've won some prizes for the fine suggestions you've put up to help the company move right along, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
That's a very pretty uniform you're wearing, too, man. Is that all the mechanics, the young lady mechanics, do that?
Yes, we all wear the same uniform.
You fix the engines and all?
Oh, yes. There are a lot of us here. We work on the engines, the airplanes, do almost everything the boys do.
That's fine. There we are. All right, now, don't mind. Well, you're a little nervous, aren't you? Let me hold your hand there. Now, I'm a little nervous. All right, now, I want to ask you our Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question. How many people voted in the last presidential election here in the good old USA back in 1940?
Oh. Well, my guess is 65 million.
65 million? Will you put that down for the young lady? Thank you. Now, our Phenomen Double or Nothing session for you is entitled Phenomen's Favorite Facts. It tests you to see how much you know about everyday things. For instance, for $5, how many spaces are there between the fingers and both hands? Don't look at your hands. How many?
Eight.
Eight is right. Good. Yes, ma'am. If you count the thumb. You've got five. For another Phenomen 5, is the full moon high or low in a June sky in the USA in June?
Low.
Low is right. Good for you. $10. When did you last sit out under a full moon with your best boyfriend, Miss Van Cork?
About 3 months ago.
Really? Your voice is breaking, you know. Did he sing to you or anything?
No, he doesn't sing.
He doesn't sing? I mean, he doesn't sing. No.
Nope.
You mean you just sit there and hold hands?
Well, as a matter of fact...
Oh, you just sit there and talk about airplanes. I know. All right.
How did you know?
Huh?
How did you know?
Well, you've got 10 for another Phenomen 5. Would the cap of your fountain pen hold water, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. There are holes in the caps of fountain pens. Sorry you didn't get that right. Would you have $10 up to that point? Well, you have a fountain pen over. Captain Hamill says that he has one that holds water, so we're going to give you the $5.
Thank you, Captain Hamill. As a matter of fact...
Good for you. Now, you have 15 for another Phenomen 5. What color stripe is directly under the field of blue on the American flag? What color stripe is directly under the field of blue on the American flag?
Red.
I'm sorry, it's a white stripe. You missed on that, but you have $15. Stick around, see whether you win on the Grand Slam. Thank you, ma'am. Red Cole, who's coming up now?
John, here's a pilot with his motors revved up and a course charted for Foynes Island by way of Lisbon. Let's give a double or nothing welcome to our next contestant, Captain Charles Vaughn.
Good for Captain Vaughn. Captain Vaughn, where were you born?
Well, the good people of Nashville, Tennessee won't like this, but I was born in Kansas City, Missouri.
You were born... I take it then you've lived in Nashville
all
a long
life.
Time. I see. You're married too, are you not?
Yes, I am.
And your wife is right here?
She's here, yes.
Right there in the front row. Good. Do you have any children?
I have one.
You have one? Boy or girl?
Boy.
Boy. All right, now, where did you get your nickname of Chili, Captain Chili Vaughn?
It's too long to explain.
It's too long to explain? Yeah. Has that anything to do with the country of Chili?
No, it has to do with a brother named Willie. I'm not trying to shop you, Mr. King.
No,
that's
I see.
Correct.
All right. Now, how many flying hours do you have, Captain Vaughn? Just stand back a little bit from the mic there, if you will. How many flying hours do you have?
I'm not too sharp on this, but I believe it's around 12,200, something like that.
12,200?
Over 12,000, anyway. Yeah.
How much time you had on the ground?
My life.
You don't have to hold up the mic, Captain Vaughn. It'll be all right.
It's holding me up.
I see. How many times have you flown across the Atlantic, sir?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No,
a good many times?
It's around 50.
Around 50? Yes. You really get around, you fellas,
I think,
don't
46,
you?
But for an average, I don't know.
Okay, sir. Now, I want to ask you our Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra prize. How many people voted in the last presidential election, Captain Vaughn?
49 million.
49 million, you'd say. We'll put that down for you. Our Phenomen Double or Nothing session for you involves the capital cities of various states. And just to make it easy, we're going to name the cities, and all you have to do is name the states of which they are capitals. Isn't that simple?
I don't know. Let's hear it.
All right. I figured this would be a nice, easy one for airline pilots, and here we brought it to Pan American. Here's the first question. For $5, the city of Columbus is the capital of what state?
Now, remember, Mr. King, I travel outside of the U.S.
Yes, I
not
know.
Within.
Yes.
I would say Ohio.
Ohio is right. Good for you. I know. Have you visited many of the 48 states, sir?
I've been in all but two.
All but two. Which one do you like best?
Tennessee.
All right. Now, you've got five for another Phenomen five. Sacramento is the capital of what state?
California.
California. Yes, good. $10 for another Phenomen 5. Austin, the city of Austin, is the capital of what state? What?
The Lone Star.
Lone Star State of Texas. Yes, sir. Good. $15. Now they get harder. $15 for another Phenomen 5. Augusta is the capital of what state?
Maine.
Maine is absolutely right. Yes, sir. Thought we'd catch you on that one. $20 for another Phenomen 5. Charleston is the capital of what state?
Of West Virginia.
Absolutely right. Yes, sir. $25 from Phenomen, the modern chewing gum laxative. Are you satisfied with the state of capitals for yourself, or would you like to try to double it into the Phenomen?
Shoot, Mr. King.
Shoot. All right. Double or nothing. Here we go. The city of Salem. For $50, the city of Salem is the capital of what state?
Oregon.
Yes, sir. Good. $50, the Phenomen 50. Do you want to sit down with that, or do you want to risk your money on the double troubler question for the big $100 cash prize, double or nothing?
Come on, let's have it.
Come on, let's have it. All right. Let me count out the additional 50, which will make it 100. If you get this right, there is the money right there. $100 piled up right in front of Captain Vaughn. Your wife is watching it, too. Thank you, ma'am. All right. Now, get away, bud. Johnny Wellington, try to reach it. The city of Springfield, for $100, is the capital of what state?
Illinois,
right! And now, up to the microphone steps our Phenomen answer man, Fred B. Cole.
Well, there's one answer we don't have to give the people who have tried Phenomen, John. They know why millions turn to this modern chewing gum laxative.
Why, sure they do, Fred. But what about the folks who still think a laxative has to be harsh and bad-tasting? Don't you think we should tell them about Phenomen?
You bet I do, John. We want everybody to know that besides being so dependably effective, Phenomen is as easy and as pleasant to take as your favorite chewing gum.
And, folks, you can take Phenomen at any time of day and exactly as directed on the package. What's more, you can chew tasty Phenomen as long as you like, but the first few minutes of chewing gives you its effective medicine. If a laxative is needed, and if, like many others, you prefer it at night, simply chew Phenamint a few minutes before bedtime, sleep undisturbed, feel like a million next morning.
Keep a supply of Phenamint on hand at all times so you'll have it when it's needed. Your druggist has Phenamint for you in five money-saving package sizes. Get some tomorrow, sure. And next time, anytime you're miserably out of sorts because a laxative is needed, join the millions who turn to Phenamint and say, thanks to Phenamint, I feel fine.
All right, and time now for the answer to our Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the extra prize. Phenamint asked each contestant how many people voted in the last presidential election back in 1940. We had these answers. Captain Gilbranson said 27 million. Miss Kneff said 30 million. Captain Hamill said 55 million. Miss Van Court said 65 million. And Captain Vaughn said 49 million. The correct reply, 49,815,312 people voted in the last presidential election. So the nearest correct answer, yes, it was given by one of our $100 prize winners, Captain Charles Vaughn, they call him Chili, who's back at the microphone. Congratulations to you, sir. You were only 812,000 away from the right answer.
Thank you.
815,000. Good. Now, Phenomen gives you an extra chance, sir, to win some money, and you have a chance to win lots of it. You have 1 minute. You have 60 seconds. The Pan-American Union of 21 American republics started many years ago. But we'll give you $5 apiece for every one of the 21 American republics in the Pan-American Union list. 60 seconds to do it, $5 apiece, a dollar, $105 rather for you, if you get them all. Ready, get set, go!
Mexico.
Mexico is one.
San Salvador.
That's
Costa
two.
Costa Rica. Costa Nicaragua.
Four.
Honduras.
Honduras, five.
Panama.
Panama is six.
Colombia.
Colombia is seven.
Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Ecuador.
Eight.
Chile. Peru.
Ecuador.
Buenos Aires.
Peru.
Is in Argentina.
Buenos Aires is
Argentina. All right.
Argentina.
Brazil.
All right. Brazil. Yes, sir. You're doing fine. You got 30 seconds left to go. You're doing just fine here.
The United States.
The United States. Don't forget them. Yes.
Guatemala.
Guatemala. Absolutely right, brother. You're doing fine. You've got about three or four more to go.
Canada.
Canada. No, it's not in the Pan-American Union. I'm sorry. You've got four more to go. Five more to go. I'm sorry. You've got 16 so far. $80 are yours, and you've got 7 seconds. 16 so far. $80 are yours, and 7 seconds. Five more seconds.
Bolivia.
Bolivia, yes, sir.
And,
17. $85. And the time is up. Good for you. $85. Captain Vaughn, good. Captain, back in 1 minute. And that, folks, just about winds up Double or Nothing's visit with workers of Pan American Airways at the International Marine Terminal in Long Island, New York. Next week, our $100 questions go to war workers at Sperry Gyroscope Company's Nassau, Long Island plant. So until then, this is John Reed King saying good night and thanks for listening.
Acid indigestion strikes without warning. May get you down when you least expect it. Be ready with quick relief. Get tasty chewing gum chews.
Chews looks and tastes like delicious candy-coated chewing gum. You can chew it anytime, wherever you are.
Chews gives you three active medicines which doctors often prescribe for too much stomach acid.
Chews quickly soothes upset acid stomach.
Chews quickly eases heartburn.
Chews helps you feel better fast when acid indigestion strikes.
You get 10 minty, candy-coated chews for only 10 cents. And your money back if chews isn't the tastiest, fastest anti-acid relief you've ever known. Ask your druggist for chews. C-H-O-O-Z. Chews. This is Mutual.